reporter and also our color commentary and play-by-play team, and Mr. Bill Downing. Thank you for staying right here on SportsTownChicago.com.
All right, thank you, Mike. And Brett, halftime, 62-44 is your score. We got about 3 minutes left to the start of the second half. And looking at some of these numbers, guys, 84.6% from the free throw line for Windy City, 11-13. Just on the opposite side, three-point attempts by Westchester, 6-18 for 33.3%. Points in the paint, Windy City 26-8 on the Knicks. But here's a stat that I think in halftime you have to talk about it. Second chance points, the Knicks 16-5 over Windy City.
Is that the Bulls need to try to make sure they don't get those offensive rebounds. And it's kind of not hurting them because they had that big lead already, but this is something that you just need to keep in mind going forward if you don't want them to get back in this game. There's plenty of time left for them to come back. And those second chance points are going to hurt the Bulls if they can't get those defensive rebounds. But otherwise, the Bulls are playing great, doing everything right. Great ball movement. They're not afraid to go inside and score. They're not just settling for jump shots. And it's great to see. And even without Cameron Payne really doing much, and they still are playing some great ball right now. But just eliminating those offensive rebounds by the Knicks, and the Bulls are going to be in great shape.
Alec Brown with 12 points. McKinney with 11. 9 for Carte Martin. Cameron Payne with 4 points. Kind of a quiet night, but he was frustrated early. But again, we still have the second half. Deron Lamb and Travis Trice, 27 points between the two. They're going to have to slow them down in the second half, Colin.
Yeah, and Lamb and Trice, these are two smaller, speedy type of guys, and they've been showing that tonight with their speed. And the Bulls, they do a decent job of trying to contain speed in the past, but when you got these two guys and they could just pass it back and forth to each other and kind of be like that dynamic duo, it could definitely be tough for the Bulls defense. But they've done a great job of playing some great defense, and they keep on going and keep on playing well on the defensive side. But I think they could do a good job of maintaining these guys and slowing them down. They're not going to be scoring much longer, I don't think, for the rest of this game. I think the Bulls are going to turn it up a notch defensively in the second half.
Fans, what are you doing for spring break? Start planning your staycation today with this $59 spring break deal. You'll receive 4 100 level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 bottled waters, 4 chips for just $59. This offer is valid for games on March 21st, March 23rd, March 28th, and the home finale on April 1st. Call a reservation specialist at 847-396-7070 to book your Windy City Bulls staycation today. And back from our halftime show, Michael Walton. And Mike, we were kind of talking real quickly about what Windy City needs to do in the second half.
Well, in this second half, you definitely want to see Windy City continue to keep the offensive pressure on. You don't want to necessarily play at a slow pace, but you do just want to make sure that you're doing multiple passes each possession, getting everybody involved with touching the ball, and also don't settle for the three-point shot.
I agree. You know, I think you talked about it early in the first quarter, Mike, was play small ball. You know, you can't win the game with a three-pointer in the first,
yeah,
but you can definitely put pressure on the other team with little baskets here, little baskets here. Draw the contact, draw the foul, do the little things to get that lead. Windy City's done that with a 62-44 lead.
Exactly. And I was talking to our TV play-by-play guy, Brett, about it. Coming into this game, I was expecting to see Cameron Payne have at least 13 shots by halftime. The fact that he's been taking this leadership role seriously and actually doing a little bit of playmaking to go in with the scoring ability is going a long way towards contributing to this victory.
I kind of like how he's playing. I know that some of the Bobby Portis, you've had Denzel Valentine. Who else was down here? Grant, Jerry and Grant.
Felicio
huge
also.
Nights, each with like 32 points. I think there's really no pressure. I think he plays his game like you said. I think he's showing a lot of maturity here. Doesn't matter about the points. They're winning, and he's contributing. Trice now for the Knicks. Shot up by Indoor is no good. Second chance, make it a third chance. This time McKinney comes down with it. Windy City going left to right on your radio dial, or however you're listening to us tonight. Thank you. listening to us on SportsTownChicago.com. We are live from the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. NBA D-League action. Windy City, Cameron Payne for three, and that's good. Oh, they're saying a two. He had a foot on the line from the far corner, but that's a good start. That's 6 points for Cameron Payne.
Yeah, it's a good shot by Cameron Payne there. More known for his passing, but that was a nice jump shot by Payne.
Fells, Endor, Travis Trice now. Just inside three-point land from the top of the key. That's going to be no good, but we are going to have a loose ball foul, and that's going to be on Duyea-Dukin.
And it seems like Trice there did what we were just talking about, which is settling for a shot, sort of moving around off of the pick and roll, looking for an opening, and he just fires up a quick and long jumper. I'm sure the coach would like to see a little bit more ball movement to really put some pressure on this Windy City defense.
That's four personal fouls on Dukin already, and he had to come out early. As walk-up now in for Windy City. Endor kicks it over in the far corner to Lamb. He's going to drive on Saunders. Right-handed shot up, no good. Rebounded by walk-up. Here comes Windy City. 10:59 left in the third quarter. 64-44, 20-point lead for Windy City. Alec Brown, Cameron Payne, back to Brown. Right wing, shot up. Didn't hit anything except the baseline. Boy, he did not like that. And we saw, we had a great view of that shot. It didn't really have a chance at all.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's something that's a rare thing you don't see. Something you don't see too much from Alec Brown.
And I don't. Again, we just talked about that. You don't need to be shooting up threes. Just play some small ball. Endor now for the Knicks. Shot up, rolls around. That's no good. Strong rebound inside by Wright, and that's going to go in. Keith Wright for the Knicks. Now they are within 18, 64 to 46. Cameron Payne now drives right side, finds Alec Brown cutting baseline over right. Shot up. That's no good. Second bad shot in a row by Brown. Brown almost loses his footing going across the mid-court line. Travis Trice now swings it into Endor, right side. He's going to drive left hand, shot up. Ball goes flying. Travis Trice for the shot. That's going to be good from the left baseline area. Just inside three-point land, and Travis Trice.
And Trice is seeming like their only hope of scoring a basket right now.
And I tell you, that's a pretty good hope. Travis Trice has found the bottom of the net for 13 points so far on the night. Cameron Payne now, high screen set by Brown. Cameron Payne, give and go. Brown, free throw line just in the paint. They want a traveling call. McKinney for three, shot up and good. Alfonso McKinney from the near corner. Nothing but net. Drop to Trey McKinney for three.
And Cameron Payne with what I like to call there the hockey assist, and that's a big part of it.
Lamb, oh, he tried to pull a Will Bynum, tried to get a foul and lay into McKinney. McKinney didn't fall for it. Travis Trice in the paint, shot up left-handed, off the backboard. That's no good. Here comes Thomas Walkup, gives it out to McKinney. Back to Walkup, back over to McKinney, three from the right corner. That one is nothing but air, but good rebound by Saunders. McKinney goes up for a dunk, loses it, gets it back, and he gets the basket. McKinney with a smile on his face. Again, guys, we don't need the three. We just need twos.
Just like Coach drew it up, right? Throw it through the basket the wrong way, then throw it back in the right way.
I don't know, can you get an assist yourself? Walk-up throws or knocks it out of bounds. But you're right, guys. If that's a play, that's a gutsy play by head coach Nate Lenzer.
And McKinney, he's more he never has no problems with getting those dunks off, and he just said whoop.
His look on his face was priceless. Lamb gets it in the right. Lamb now. Trice between the circles, top of the key. Saunders, right-handed dribble by Trice. Trice with 13 swings it inside to Endor for an easy basket over Alec Brown. Cameron Payne tied up with Lamb on the inbounds play, but Cameron Payne now with it for Windy City. He's going to try a three from way downtown. Nothing but net. Cameron Payne from the AT&T sign here at the Sears Center. Wow.
That was a bold shot, but he made it. Nice shot by Payne.
8:12 left here in the third. 72-51 is your score. Windy City with a big lead. Endor's going to drive, and that's going to be stolen by Payne. Windy City's got numbers. 4-on-1, Windy City. McKinney! What an alley-oop by Cameron Payne to Alfonso McKinney. What a dunk. And Westchester says, that's it. We're going to need a timeout. We'll step away. 7:58 left here in the third. 74-51 is your score. Windy City with the lead on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm Wesley Saunders of your Windy City Bulls, and this is SportsTownChicago.com.
Windy City up 74-51, 7:58 left here in the third. We got our sideline reporter Jamie Newell with an update. Jamie?
Thanks, Bill. Listening to the Westchester Knicks huddle and Coach Mike Miller imploring his team to make the game easier, make the one extra pass or two extra pass, and he doesn't like how the team has been standing around tonight. Back to you.
Well, I totally agree with that, guys. A lot of standing around. When you take a look at the stats, points in the paint again, the Windy City 30-12 over the Knicks. You got some bigs out there. You might as well play, and you're right, Windy City boxing them out, kind of making it look easy.
Yeah, in a case of the numbers slightly lying, they're killing the Windy City Bulls in second chance points only because they're missing such a large majority of their shots.
Good call there, Mike. Right now he backs down Brown about 10 feet out. That's no good. Wesley Saunders with the rebound. Here comes Windy City under 8 left here in the third. Saunders is going to be fouled, looks like, by Deron Lamb, and it is 21 seconds. That's his third, 21 seconds on the shot clock.
And Saunders showed off some serious acceleration there, drew the foul because he was able to almost split two defenders on his way to the rim.
He's really upped his game, guys. It is really nice to see his game to prevail. And you call, I'm surprised he has not gotten picked up at this point of the season by somebody.
He's been all over the place tonight.
Payne now, double teamed by Endor and Trice. Payne now, he finds Brown over the right side for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Trice. Here comes Westchester with the ball, trailing 74-51, 7:15 left in the third. Endor, way out of his comfort zone, swings it over to Fells, and he finds Endor on a give and go. He is blocked by not one, but two, Brown and Cameron Payne, but there's a foul.
And I always wonder if it was something Coach Linzer talked about. Windy City lacks a traditional rim protector. This is the most I've seen multiple guys try to help protect the rim instead of just leaving one or two players out there to drive.
Endor with a 12-foot jumper from the baseline. That was not a foul. That was out of bounds. Great defense there by Windy City. Endor with the basket. Cameron Payne now. Near side. Drives in the paint. Right-handed shot up and good.
Well, that was nice and buttery there by Payne.
And when Payne plays under control, really the sky is the limit for him.
I agree. Trice for three over Payne from top of the key. Nothing but net, like he was shooting at practice. Wow. Payne now brings it down to Saunders. And to paint. McKinney's going to drive. Kicks it out to Brown. Right corner for three. Good. Alec Brown. 79-56. 6:20 left in the third. Windy City with the lead. Travis Trice guarded by Payne. Payne starting to pick up the intensity a little bit. John Akias getting ready to come in for Windy City. Fells from the left wing. That's no good. Strong rebound by Endor. Trice now from the right wing, and that's good. Nothing but net. Travis Trice on fire. here to start the second half. Cameron Payne's going to drive. Left-handed shot up. That's no good. Off of Brown, and it's going to be Nick's ball. 5:52 left here in the third. Windy City up 79-59.
And, guys, the difference here is one team, Windy City, is making the extra pass on offense, leading to wide-open threes over and over, and the other team is getting their wide-open threes from offensive rebounds. It's not a good look right now for Westchester.
Endora give and go with Trice on the far side of the court. That's going to be stolen by Brown. Now, Endora, it looks like we're going to have a jump ball. Make that right, and Brown fighting for the ball. Jump ball. 5:40 left here in the third. It's going to be Alec Brown jumping with Keith Wright.
Hey, you got like Brown's chances here with that size advantage he has.
And Wright's a big man. He is a big man. For 6'8", I know that Brown has the height advantage, but physically, Wright right now, if he wanted, I said Wright right now, didn't I? I did. Capers now in for Trice. Trice, believe it or not, going to have to take a seat.
And hilarious, Westchester actually almost tried to sub in a player for the guy involved in the jump ball. Oh,
yeah,
right.
That's not going to work. McKinney comes down with it. Alec Brown wins the jump ball. And Dorr fighting with McKinney. Octius finds McKinney cutting. Maurice Endora is frustrated. Windy City 81-59, 5:20 still left in the third.
There's a killer crossover by Octius.
Fells, give and go with Wright. And that's going to be stolen by Saunders. One man to beat, Saunders. And he's going to be fouled by Capers. Just said, get that ball out of here. And he threw it about 10 feet out of bounds.
You can tell that they're tired of Wesley Saunders right now because he's just been absolutely all over the place. They said enough is enough.
Westchester, honestly, guys, just coming out at halftime, these guys look tired already.
Yeah, they look honestly exhausted. I start to wonder if it's just a general fatigue issue, maybe a little flu bug or something going around. But
well, they can stay away from me because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, none of us do. That'll be a bad thing.
And again, already mentioned here, but Bill, you said it here. When we saw them earlier today shooting around, they seemed like such a loose team, having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not really sure if it's just a cold shooting night tonight.
Well, it's definitely it's hot in here. Who sings that song? It's hot in here.
Nelly,
but it's cold.
Right?
But it's cold. Nelly. Thank you, Ryan Fahey. He's our resident disc jockey. He's spinning the dial, editor, producer. Thank you very much. And now he's wishes he had a dial in front of him. But he is producing and engineering this broadcast. Thank you very much for all your help. Doing a great, great job keeping us on the air. Fells now tries to find Endora, and that's going to be picked off by Brown. Brown's going to pick up another foul as Endora fought Brown for the ball. Endora comes down with it, and Brown fouls him.
Brown almost had a NFL-looking interception there, just kind of reaching out, almost grabbed it, but just slips out of his hand.
Alec Brown shaking his head. You know, one of the things that recently he's been in a lot of foul trouble, Alec Brown, you know.
And Maurice Endora for Winchester, really the only player I think right now outside of Travis Trice, of course. He's playing very, very hard. Somebody's, the rest of the team can match his energy. We got a cut here?
Yeah, that's Maurice Endora with a cut. They found some blood on the court, so we're going to have a bio cleanup here at the Sears Center.
And I talk about the guy playing hard, and then all of a sudden he has a cut that requires him to get some medical help. Yeah. I'm not saying I called it, guys.
Yeah, way to go, Michael. Let's get down.
Dr. Mike to the ER. No, you're right, though, because, you know, that pass right there, somebody nicked him, no pun intended, and it was either Brown or I forgot who the other one that was down there with him, but there was some serious contact, and I think that's how he cut his elbow.
And Endora, that's when they're big-time players. I mean, like I said, last game, he had 27 points and 10 rebounds. This is one of their big-time guys. He's got that size. He can score. He can rebound. And he's been actually kind of quiet tonight for the most part, but that's definitely one of their big-time guys.
And it's interesting for Endora, not much of a three-point shooter, more of an occasional guy, 30%, so I would definitely consider him average. But we haven't seen him really attempt to stretch the floor tonight, and I think that's as a result of his team being down for so long. He's looking to get inside the paint and get those surefire looks.
Good call, guys. 83-59, 4:55 left here in the third. Looks like Maurice Indore is bandaged up, so hopefully that stops the bleeding. You know, as physically as he is, you got to wonder that maybe that happened earlier. I mean, he's very, very physical out there right now. And let's see, are they going to official Kevin Fahey finding out if the bleeding has stopped? It's still coming through the bandage, as we can see. It looks like they're going to. Oh, they're still cleaning up down in the paint to the left of us. Gus T. Bull behind us, the mascot for the Windy City Bulls.
And I'm slightly distracted by that. I cannot even begin to describe the amount of random things that are happening behind me. But we're having a great time.
Guys, it's just Juju on that beat. What a man on that beat. Come on. Come on, guys. You got to get with it. I mean, I know the older guy here, Bill, probably won't understand it. But, I mean, Colin, whoa, come on.
I'm just hoping that at least the Westchester Knicks are enjoying the entertainment, because I know they certainly cannot enjoy losing 83-59 at this point. I
cannot believe
quarter.
You're busting on me because I'm AARP already. You millennials don't have a chance for another 25 years. Come on.
Bill is a young pup, just to let you know.
I am not a young pup. I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'm going to tell you, again, I may have been exaggerating on the AARP part, but it's not too far in the future for me. Indore, after getting, don't say it.
No, I was going to say, what were you doing in the year 1994? Because, and I'll give you a hint, that was the year I was born.
My year too, 94, baby.
I can't tell you what I was doing, but I was, I was chasing bad guys. I know that for sure. Indore makes both. As the bleeding has stopped, the Knicks are back on the board, 83-61, 4:46 left here in the third. Windy City with the ball. Octius gets it in Lowry, and he's way out in the far corner. Lowry chucks it to Octius for three. Good! Top of the key!
And right now for Westchester, there is no need to help that much off of your man. You're already down by this much. You don't need to give up any more outside open shots.
Capers. He finds Bond. Kicks it out for three, and that is nothing but net for Lamb.
Are we going to see a three-point shootout now, or what? Back and forth for the threes.
Well, if that's the case, you know, the way Windy City, and it's going to be a high-scoring game. Octi's going to drive baseline. Kicks it back out to Martin. Martin now, left hand, right hand, loses the dribble. Octi's gets it back, 9 seconds on the shot clock, 3:57 left here in the third. Martin drives baseline, shot up, off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Knicks. Here comes Lamb. Lamb pushes off on Saunders. Nice shot there from the left elbow. No good. Lowry now with the rebound. We're under 3:45 left here in the third. Martin drives right side. Right-handed shot up, and he's going to be fouled.
And I think that might have been a little bit of a makeup call. Didn't see much contact there, but on the previous play, Cartier Martin got hammered and did not get a foul call. Like to see the makeup there.
Kevin Capers on the foul. Number 17, Joey Miller, 6'3", 175 out of Dallas Baptist. He's coming in. He was picked up via the available player pool in the NBA D League. That's kind of like being the last one in pickup basketball in the neighborhood.
I want to mention, too, Martin was actually on the Chicago Bulls roster at one point in his career.
Yeah, he was also picked up via the available player pool. I think we got the greater of the two deals right there for sure. Martin, oh, in and out. Indore with the rebound, 87-64, 3:33. As they say in the Blackhawks, tree left here in the third. Sorry, Ryan, I had to do it. Capers now, he drives left side, looking for a man. Great interior defense by Windy City. Three-point shot up by Bond, and that is good. Jalen Bond for three for the Knicks.
He was a little off balance on that shot. It seemed like he was tripping a little bit, and he still got it off.
Octis brings it over the timeline. Lowry gives it up to Martin. High screen, give and go. McKinney now, far side. Drops it down baseline to Lowry. He's got Bond on him. Lowry's going to use his muscle. Right-handed shot up and good. way to use that muscle.
And I don't know when's the last time I've seen a classic jump hook that looked that nice in textbook.
You're right. That is one of Christine Miller cuts to the basket, shot off. Oh, that was almost a pass. It looked like to Jaylen Bond for the dunk. Miller shot it off almost the top of the backboard. Give the assist to Miller. Octis drives right side. Wesley Saunders now with it. He's looking to cut in the paint. He does. Shot up. Oh, that would have counted if it went. Saunders draws the foul. And that's going to be on Kevin Capers. And that's going to be a two shots. Full timeout. We'll step aside. 2:13 left in the third. 89-68. Windy City with the lead. You're listening to NBA D-League basketball action on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Get the Chili's for the better-than-ever 3-for-me deal. For just $10, you'll get your pick of three delicious courses. Choose a premium entree, like a classic bacon burger, sizzling chicken fajitas, new house smoked chicken, or classic baby back ribs. Plus, enjoy a house salad to start, and then finish your meal with a delectable mini molten cake for dessert. That's three courses full of flavor, all for $10. Chili's, chillin' since 75.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you stream it, they will come on SportsTownChicago.com.
This is head coach Nate Lenzer, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Thank you, Coach Lenzer. And he's got to love the score right now. 89-68, Windy City with the lead. 2:13 left in the third. We got two players with 20 points tonight. Travis Trice for Westchester Knicks. And 20 points for Alfonso McKinney, guys. He's having a huge night.
What a surprise. I mean, Alfonso McKinney, he's been the big star for the Windy City Bulls this season, that consistent star. And he's been fantastic. He's the all-star, first ever Windy City Bulls all-star. And it's not really a shock to see him play well, and no doubt I think Coach Nate Lenzer is going to be dancing in the street after this game.
We have another final in the NBA D-League tonight. Fort Wayne dispatches the Greensboro Swarm 101-95. Austin Spurs lead the Iowa Energy 78-59 in the fourth. And Santa Cruz leads Rio Grande Valley 111-103 with about 7 minutes left in that contest. Coach Nate Lenzer, as you called about it earlier there, Mike, you know, he's picked up an opponent's shirt and tossed it to the other head coach.
And as I zoned out there, it was interesting hearing the Westchester sideline still talking to the refs, still convinced that that was an offensive foul on Wesley Saunders at the other end there.
Well, they got, yeah, you're right, but they're going to have to move on from that. They're going to have to get some points here quick. 91-68, they trail, shot up and good by the cutting Kevin Capers. We're under 2 minutes now left here in the third. Windy City with the ball and a big lead, 91-70. John Octius gives it up to Lowry at the point. He finds Martin, free throw line, and that's going to be stolen by Bond. Here comes the Knicks. Big dunk by Jaylen Bond.
That was an angry steal right there, and that was an angry dunk.
Yeah, that was a message.
And that was exactly the type of energy Westchester's looking to generate right now.
Farrakhan Hall for three. That's going to be a really bad shot. Miller with the rebound for the Knicks. 1:24 left in the third. 91-72 now. Windy City with the lead. The Knicks with the ball. Capers is going to drive on Saunders. Shot up. Nice. Wow, he took that up, pulled it down to his waist, and then spun it off the backboard. Saunders comes the other way, and he's going to be fouled. Count the basket and the foul.
Wesley Saunders saying, you know what, you can do all the acrobatic stuff you want on your side, but I'm going to come in, finish strong, get the bucket, and the foul.
And, guys, that's my least favorite type of foul there. If you're going to foul a guy, even in grade school, my coach always said, if you're going to wrap the guy up, wrap the guy up. You cannot, under any circumstances, let him get that shot off.
Saunders absolutely enjoying that call. And that's 13 points on the night for Wesley Saunders. Looking good. 94-74, back up to a 20-point lead. 1:02 left here in the third. Knicks with the ball. Bond to Miller. Between the circles, picked up by Carte Martin. Now Miller in the right side. He finds Capers, and that's going to be stripped. Octius gives it up to Saunders. Saunders, one man to beat. Gives it up to Octius for the monster dunk.
The little guy up there getting up there with that huge alley-oop.
Give and go, and off we go. Saunders to Octius. Wow. 17 seconds on the shot clock. 33 seconds left here in the third. Miller now for the Knicks. Screen set by Bond. Miller cross court over to Lamb for three. That's good. Deron Lamb for three. 96-77. 20 seconds left here in the third. John Octius taking a breather after the high altitude that he had. He lost a lot of oxygen up there. That was quite the vertical leap there by Octius.
Yeah, on top of the mountain.
Shot clock, almost even with the game clock. Octius turn around. He's got to find a man. Gives it over to Lowry, and that's going to be stolen. Here's a half-court shot. That would have been good by Bond. That is your score at the end of three, 96-77. We come back. We'll have fourth quarter action here from the Sears Center. Windy City Bulls with the lead here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Alfonso McKinney, and you're listening to SportsTownChicago.com, home of your Windy City Bulls.
Welcome back to the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Fourth quarter action coming up. Windy City up 96-77. Guys, it's been one-sided most of the night, and Windy City, when they put it together, it's the air show. John Octia is stepping up. We've got five Windy City Bulls in double figures tonight. McKinney Brown, Saunders Payne, and Lowry now. Travis Trice and Deron Lamb. 42 points between the two of them out of their 77 points.
Yeah, and I mean, this is without using Dukin. And Dukin is one of the top five three-point shooters in the D-League. You know why? Because they've been able to drive into the paint, get those inside buckets, and it's really worked out for them so far.
All right, coming out of the quarter break, we start the fourth quarter here for Windy City. Cameron Payne will be inbounding, gets it into Farrakhan Hall. Farrakhan Hall gives it up to Cameron Payne now. He's picked up by Capers between the circles. Martin now swings it down to Cameron Payne. He's going to drive baseline. Shot up and good over two Knicks. The big man, Jalen Bond, he made that look really easy. That's Cameron Payne just arcing that ball over the top of the big man.
And that was one of those shots where you say, no, 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 until it goes in.
Capers tries to find Jovanović, and he does, and there's going to be a foul on the play. Nikola Jovanović.
That's all you can do. I mean, that guy with that size.
6'11", guys.
Yeah,
6'40".
And yeah. Jovanović is a prospect I've always been interested in. He doesn't get a ton of minutes no matter what team he's on in the D-League, so it definitely seems like it's a matter of him learning the structure of team defense. Because like you guys said, he's obviously a big physical presence down there. So there's got to be something missing from that game. And I'm glad to see him progress a little bit and get in for Westchester.
Yeah, maybe he needs some consistency with one team. You know, as you go from team to team, Mike, each game plan is different. And I think you're right. You hit that one right on the bullseye. There's no consistency when you go from team to team. But maybe he can find something here with the Knicks. Marshall Plumlee, their big man, he's got some work ahead of him, I tell you, Jovanović, because Plumlee is a stud. As he's with the New York Knicks of the NBA, Cameron Payne's going to drive baseline. He loses it. Farrakhan Hall gets it. Shot up once, not twice. And we're going to have a foul. That's going to be on Jalen Bond.
And I have one issue with that play. Cameron Payne appeared to get fouled, which – you know, I feel him in that regard. It did seem like he sort of stopped playing. That ball was still very much active while a few players were standing around.
Agreed. And Hall had two different attempts on the offensive board within 2 feet of the basket. You got to make those shots, guys.
Absolutely. I mean, you missed those two right there at the basket. It was a smart, it was a really good reaction by him, but then he wasn't able to finish.
Hall makes one of two. Miller now for the Knicks. 99-78, 10:56 left in regulation. Miller picked up by Payne between the circles now, out by the horn of the Windy City Bulls logo. Capers now down low, left side. Bond drives in on Farrakhan Hall, shot up, no good. Cameron Payne comes down with it. Windy City Bulls in transition. He finds Walkup. Walkup slows it down. Cameron Payne from three from the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Jovanović, and here comes the Knicks. Three-point attempt by number 14, Jalen Bond. Nothing but net. Not one Windy City Bull within 5 feet of him, guys.
I was going to say, he had all the time in the world to shoot that one.
Yeah, he could have been relaxing, putting his hands behind his head and everything.
Payne now, he drives over to big man, passes across court to Martin for three. That's good. Carte Martin from downtown.
And that was nice right in the face of the defender.
Fans up on their feet. It's Big Mac time here at the Sears Center.
Oh, the best time of the year.
Capers swings it all the way over to Miller. High arcing shot, no good. Jovanović with the rebound, but they're going to say he pushed off, and it's going to be Windy City ball.
Can you still get Shamrock Shakes?
Yes, you can. And yes, I will.
Has that been, I mean, I haven't been here, as you know, the last few games, so have they?
Didn't they have them in Florida? Or did they melt too quick?
I don't go to McDonald's. I would only go for the Shamrock Shakes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, is there any other reason why?
No. I mean,
the Big Mac.
No.
Okay, well, yes.
The Shamrock Frappes are pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
I love the Shamrock Shakes.
I mean, guys, I'll let you know. I'll take a Big Mac in any form. If there's a Big Mac Frappe, let me know about it.
Carte Martin drives for another two for Windy City. 104-81, guys. Windy City pulling away. Fells for three. They just keep chipping away a little bit here, a little bit there. Courtney Fells with the three. Cameron Payne now. The play being called out by head coach Nate Lenzer. Payne. Lowry now. Far post. Shot up off the front of the rim. That's no good. Nobody there for the rebound. Bond. There was four Knicks standing right there. No Windy City Bulls near the ball, guy. Jovanović now. Right block. Tries to back down Lowry. He finds a cutting Who was that? That was number 14, Jalen Bond. Maurice Indoor getting ready to come in for the Knicks.
And all night, Windy City has been swarming in the paint when they get some guard penetration. It's really been the key in their defense tonight. And if you're not going to be able to guard your man out front on the perimeter, then you want to make sure your help defense is there. And they've executed that plan great tonight.
And the thing is, I mean, that's why the Knicks are shooting those outside shots, because, you know, they go in the paint, they know the Bulls defense is going to be there. But you definitely got to try to pay attention to him out on the perimeter as well.
Cameron Payne, high screen set by Hall. Payne goes around the other side. Nice floating shot. That's no good, but David Lowry cleans up the garbage and drops it down. Miller, he drives. He got clubbed by Walkup.
Great crossover by Miller heading into that.
Yeah, it was looking good. So
Cameron Payne, again, we were talking about frustration. He was just biting his uniform. He's doing it again, you know. He's having a really good night, but I think he wants to make every shot he throws up.
And it's something I've always liked about Kane. Very expressive guy. You know, he gets really into it. He's an emotional player with a chip on his shoulder. Comes from being under-recruited even out of high school. But the biggest thing for me is how he talks on the defensive end. Very underrated from a casual sports fan perspective. You have to communicate with your teammates on defense. And we see Windy City doing that tonight.
Joey Miller makes both free throws. 106-86, 20-point lead, 8:20 left in regulation. Windy City with the ball. Cameron Payne right in front of us here at the scorer's table. Picked up by Trice. He's now back in the game. Payne, screen set by Lowry, give and go. Lowry's going to drive into Payne. Kicks it back out to Martin, far side of the court. He drives on Miller. That's a huge mismatch. Martin, shot up, right hand, good. 10-foot jumper from just outside the Payne area. Carte Martin having a big night. Another 3-point shot by Courtney Fells, and that drops two guys, 108-89.
I think Courtney Fells feels like he's on fire, NBA Jam style right now.
Absolutely. 7:34 left here in regulation. Payne finds Farrakhan Hall. He loses the dribble. Oh, Hall pushes Trice in frustration. That's going to be a foul. That's going to be a turnover on Windy City.
And no doubt, I think the team is definitely getting a little frustrated because they're allowed so many three-pointers. They still got a nice lead, but they know they can't be keep allowing those perimeter shots, and it's showing defensively as well with how frustrated they are.
Yeah, you got to be real careful on fouls like that so you don't get a flagrant foul. Not going for the ball. Andor's going to drive on Farrakhan Hall. Shut up. That's no good. Maurice Andor feeling it on the frustrated Farrakhan Hall.
And Indora, I mean, he's a guy who's big, but he's got some good movement skills. I mean, he can move around. He's got some nice finesse moves there. I mean, he's just a really quick, good moving type of player considering his size.
He's been moved up several times to the NBA's New York Knicks. He misses the first free throw, 7:16 left in regulation. John Octius in for Cameron Payne now for Windy City. I think there would be a lot of mobility within the NBA D League and the Knicks organization. Just not having the season they want. And I think these guys getting a chance to play up in the big league, I think it really helps this team out. Both teams, actually. You know, if you get a chance to play in the big league, get up there and do what you can. If you get sent back down, don't look at it as a demotion. Just make your game better.
Absolutely. Take advantage of the opportunities.
Walk up. Lowry. Hall. Lowry now, backs down Ivanovic, gives it out to Walk up in the paint, shot up finds Farrakhan Hall, Farrakhan Hall for the shot up, good.
That should make him feel good.
He needed that basket. Frustration set in, but that makes things a little bit easier. 110-90, 6:44 left in regulation. Trice,
ooh.
Oh, he gets Octius.
Hard foul.
And that's a hard foul. That's gonna be a three-shot foul too. Oh, they're saying only two. Looked like he was in three-point land for sure.
And the thing I like about Windy City's offense right now is even when you see a guy isolate to go one-on-one, they're isolating for the purpose of opening up a shot for another teammate rather than looking for the score themselves. And that's what it takes to win games.
His foot was on the line. Travis Trice makes the first of two.
And, Michael, going back to what you were saying, I mean, it just shows you that the great ball movement they've been having all night. I know there was a point where they weren't doing that, but now they're getting it back again.
Trice makes both. Now the lead 110-92 for Windy City. 6:35 left in regulation. John Octi is now back in. Farrakhan Hall for three from the right wing. That's going to be no good. Make it the left wing. Strong rebound inside by Fells. Here comes the Knicks. That's turned over. Here comes Walkup. Windy City's got numbers. They find Octius for another big dunk. Walkup to Octius. That's Octius' second huge dunk of the night.
Octius dunked on a few teammates right there in right, reckless abandon.
Wow, another three by Fells. But, guys, what a dunk. That's two big ones by Octius tonight.
I mean, all the teammates had to move out of the way. They're like, whoa, look out.
Yeah, Walkup knew as soon as he crossed the timeline exactly what he was going to do about it. Farrakhan Hall now shot over the top of Jovanović. That's no good, and it's going to be Knicks ball. We're going to have a timeout. 5:48 left in regulation, 112-95. Knicks trailing your Windy City Bulls here on SportsTownChicago.com. Powered by the Illinois Media School. We'll be right back.
Get the Chili's for the better than ever three for me deal. For just $10, you'll get your pick of three delicious courses. Choose a premium entree like a classic bacon burger, sizzling chicken fajitas, new house smoked chicken, or classic baby back ribs. Plus, enjoy a house salad to start, and then finish your meal with a delicious mini molten cake for dessert. That's three courses full of flavor, all for $10. Chili's, chilling since 75.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here and I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like and just working in the media too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM and I am IMS.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
This is head coach Nate Lenzer, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Welcome back to the Sears Center, 112-95. Windy City with the lead, 5:48 left in regulation. Sideline reporter Jamie Newell with an update. Jamie?
All right, thanks, Bill. The last couple of timeouts, Nate Lenzer has been in teaching mode with the team, with that lead, you know, going between 20 and 17, still drawing up plays, still wants the team to get some stops. Back to you.
Yeah, this is a huge game. It's a home game. Oh, we got to travel. As you mentioned, that 25-point lead is the biggest lead of the night, and Windy City, like Jamie said, have been going between 17 and 25 all night, and they've had a comfortable lead. But, guys, you've also mentioned don't take the foot off the gas. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Play whistle to whistle.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't allow the outside shots as well.
The Knicks win the jump ball. Maurice Indoor with the basket. 112-97 is your score. 5:21 left in regulation. Windy City with the ball. Martin. That's going to be stolen by Indoor. He's going to have an easy shot. Oh, man, forget that. Dunk City.
And again, bad body language there on top of the bad and lazy pass there. The two teammates on Windy City were arguing down the court as Indoor was streaking to the basket.
Yeah, you got to fight for that because those 2 points can come back to haunt you. 112-99 now. Duye Dugan back in with the four fouls. Down deep to Lowry, and he got socked in the face. That's a frustration foul right there on Lowry. as he fouled number 9, Courtney Fells, in the backcourt.
And that last play definitely should have been a foul, and makes you wonder why it wasn't called.
And I agree with you guys.
And Lowry's a big dude. I'm not so sure you want to make him angry.
Alec Brown and Alfonso McKinney coming back in for Windy City. Courtney Fells to the line. Fells with 9 points on the night. Make it 10. 4:43 left in regulation. 112 to 100. Guys, it's down to a 12-point lead. You can't fall asleep on any team whatsoever. And Windy City's going to have to regain their composure and play a little bit tougher defense.
Yeah, and I think the Bulls just got a little too comfortable because they had this big lead. And it's starting to come back to bite them a little bit right now.
Second shot is up. That is no good. Fight for the rebound. Martin comes down with it for Windy City. Martin brings it up, gives it up to Octius. The air show known as John Octius tonight. Shot up is going to be blocked. McKinney's shot goes up and blocked by Jovanović. Give and go with Andor, and he's going to be fouled on the dunk attempt. And guys, 4:23 left. They can close this gap to 10 with 2 free throws here.
Yeah, can you believe that? And I'm surprised. I'm actually a little surprised that he couldn't dish it out to Fells, since Fells has been turtling 3 after 3. But nonetheless, they do get the foul and the free throws.
And I think we see it being a case of the best player on the team stepping their game up. I think Westchester should have been looking for Indoor down on the left or right block all game, really. And now we're starting to see him really turn it up in this fourth.
Indoor makes the first of 2, 112 to 101. Clock stop at 4:23. Left in regulation, biggest lead of the night by Windy City, 25. The Knicks now within 10, 112 to 102. Wow.
And it makes you wonder if the Bulls are getting a little fatigued right now.
Uncle Mo is on the side of the Knicks right now. Momentum swing big time for Westchester. Martin gives it up to Octius. 3-point land, right wing, he's gonna drive. Backs down, Capers shot up, that's no good. Rebounded by the Knicks, Maurice Andor. And here comes the Knicks with a chance to close this to 8 or 7 with a 2 or 3. Capers, Fells for 3. My gosh, is he deadly. Look at, oh, we have some shot. Oh, wow, that is Jovanović swinging on Alec Brown.
Got a little bit of a scrum.
And you can see the frustration just pouring out of both of these teams right now.
Yeah, we have, I'm pretty sure there's going to be some technicals coming here for sure.
Going to be some ejections. We got Wesley Saunders, not a big fan of all the fighting.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're going to clear the court. Has that happened underneath the basket?
Oh, even Gus is confused by all this.
Fells again, guys. Drains another 3, 112 to 105. And then the melee broke out between Nikola Jovanović and our own Alec Brown. And Alec Brown put his hands up. Jovanović looks like he took some liberties on Brown.
Yeah, turned into a boxing match.
And they're going to review to see what this call is going to be.
And, guys, I'm almost positive both guys are going to get out. We may see a double ejection here. I think this is the type of momentum swing, though, that can get a visiting team going. So you want to make sure you come out of whatever the result is. Windy City wants to come out of this calm and collected, run your offense, and guard your man, no matter what.
Because frustration can lead to horrible, sloppy plays. So you got to definitely keep that composure, like you said, Mo.
Fans, what are you doing for spring break? Start planning your staycation today with this $59 spring break deal. You'll receive 4 100 level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 bottled waters, 4 chips for just $59. This offer is valid for games on March 21st, March 23rd, March 28th, and the home finale, April 1st. Call a reservation specialist at 847-396-7070 to book your Windy City Bulls staycation today. And, guys, do you think they eject both just to keep a little bit of calm here? Because I don't think you want those two back out on the court right now.
Absolutely not. I mean, I think it would be the best thing to just double eject because, anything can happen here. There's plenty of time. And the last thing you want them to do is to both really get into something serious and something really crazy could be going on.
Yeah, we'll emotions and tensions are high, Bill. I'm going to agree with Colin there. I think it's going to be a double ejection here.
You know, to be honest with you, they were both tied up as Fells made that three-point attempt, and then they just kept getting farther and farther underneath the basket. Finally, they bounced off the protection underneath the basket. They both fell down, and Jovanović, from what we could see, got really physical with Brown. Brown trying to put his hands up, and we'll see what the call is, but I think it's going to have to go both ways. I don't think you can just penalize one. There was, you know, it takes two to tango.
Of course, there's going to be some disagreement. If one person gets ejected, now the other team, they're going to be really furious about that. And it's just going to be a big mess.
Another final in the NBA D-League tonight, the Austin Spurs, who we just saw recently dispatches the Energy of Iowa, 92-79. Santa Cruz, the Warriors lead. No, that just went final. Santa Cruz Warriors defeat the Rio Grande Valley Vipers 138-125. 3 minutes and 46 seconds left in this contest. As you know, Windy City Bulls in this game is getting really tight with Westchester 112-105. Fort Wayne dispatches the Swarm earlier 101-95. And in the early game, the Salt Lake City Stars lose to the Long Island Nets 124-121.
And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the game on Thursday. I believe Iowa's coming here on Thursday.
Yes.
So I think that should be a good game because, you know, Iowa, they're hungry. They're definitely trying to get out of there, because they're one of the quieter teams in the league. So they really want to try to show what they can do here coming down the stretch of the season.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you the call here from the Sears Center. Nope. We're going to keep it here. The officials just drop the headsets. We'll see what the call is going to be. 3:46 left in regulation. Windy City leads 112-105. Officials Kevin Fahey, John Butler, and Nick Meyer gathering at center court. Let's see what the call is going to be. Either way, we've got two fouls for sure being called, two technicals, one on Alec Brown, one on Nikola Jovanović of the Knicks. I see they're still huddled up, the officials are. The fans that are here tonight, we don't have yet a tally for the attendance tonight, but we know that it's a pretty big one. Gus T. Bull out, waving the Windy City Bulls flag, getting the fans back into it. Like I said, 3:46 left in regulation. New shot clock. We're not sure what the call is going to be, but here it comes. We'll wait to hear it over the PA real quick. And guys, this is a pretty important call. Sounds like both of them are going to be kicked out.
All right, we're being told that the guys have been both ejected. Is that correct, Jamie?
That is correct. Both Alec Brown and Nikola for the Knicks have been ejected.
I believe, is that the first time here at the Sears Center there have been ejections?
It has.
I would think that's the first ejections we've had here all year. Okay.
We've had technicals, but no ejections. Alec Brown for the Windy City Bulls ejected. Nikola Jovanović for the Knicks also ejected. And unfortunately, Alec Brown looked like he was the lesser of two evils in that bout. But you know what? I think it's the right thing to do. Get them both to where they have to go. Get them out. Cooler heads will prevail.
Absolutely. That's what you got to do. That's definitely the smart move, was to sit them both down. Because, like I said, you don't want one team getting more angry because, okay, one of their guys is gone, but the other guy's still in. So you don't want those frustrations to continue. And having both guys out, now it's neutral both ways. And I think both teams can really cool their heads right now.
Try Chili's new smokehouse combos today. Your choice of meats like world-famous baby backs and signature chicken crispers, or try new favorites like jalapeno cheddar sausage and house-smoked bone-in barbecue chicken, all piled high on a tray with home-style fries, new roasted street corn, garlic toast, and house-made pickles. It's a meat lover's dream, now at Chili's, chillin' since 75.
I'm being told right now six players are going to be ejected because of the scrum. We're trying to get details now desperately.
All right, well, we got Jamie New over here who just heard everything. Jamie, go ahead.
All right, as we mentioned, Brown and Jovanovic have been ejected, but also for leaving the bench area, getting technical fouls are Thomas Walkup and Farrakhan Hall for the Bulls, and number two for the Westchester Knicks, and number 36 for Westchester have also been given technical fouls too for leaving the bench area.
So Deron Lamb and Keith Wright picking up technicals for leaving the bench for the Knicks as the smoke settles here. I don't feel that there's going to be any carryover, but the score, the frustration setting in with a huge lead of 25 points for Windy City. This frustration has built up, guys, and with this game getting closer, we may see something else.
Yeah, and at first I was saying this is the type of move that it just has the emotion that can make a visiting team start to go on a run. But now I'm starting to think this took a while, guys. This could have the inverse effect. I think Winchester really killed the momentum they had going, and looking back on this, they're going to wish they hadn't gotten to that big scrum.
Plus, they're short now. The Knicks are shorter than the Bulls right now.
Yes, they are. As we resume the game, 3:44 left in regulation. Octius now.
Guys, just really quickly as well, Farrakhan Hall and Thomas Walkup have also left the bench.
So I wonder if they were possibly ejected too. Maybe Lamb and Wright also. Dukan fouled. And that's going to be on Joey Miller.
Here at the Sears Center, we were able to witness a piece of Windy City Bulls history, our first official scrum.
All right, the Knicks are going to challenge that foul. Duye Dukin not liking that whatsoever. We'll step aside. 3:29 left in regulation, 112-105. Windy City with the lead. You're listening to SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Farrakhan Hall, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball. SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Back here at the Sears Center, 3:29 left in regulation. We got our sideline reporter, Jamie Newell, on some breaking news. Jamie?
All right, to update on that scuffle that we had, Walkup and also Farrakhan Hall, even though they got technicals for leaving the bench, are ejected from the game. And
wow.
Also for Westchester, number two, Deron Lamb, and also Keith Wright as well. Got the same, with the T and also having to leave the game. Back to you.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. So six ejections. Cameron Payne for three. That's good. Over the top of Jalen Bond. Huge three-pointer. 3:10 left in regulation. 115-105. 10-point lead for Windy City. Now Miller gets it down low to Endor. He backs down McKinney. He loses the dribble. And, wow, good cleanup there by Bond. He gets over to Miller, drives baseline. He finds Bond in the middle, and he's going to be fouled by McKinney. Wow, some crazy events here, guys. I know our producer engineer over here, he's just, oh, my gosh. We are, first it was just two ejections. First it was a fight. Well, not really a fight, but some pushing and shoving by Nikola Jovanovic and Alec Brown. So those two were ejected. But then Walkup and Farrakhan Hall both ejected for leaving the bench. Deron Lamb and Keith Wright for the Knicks ejected. So these teams are playing very shorthanded, and I think that's got to benefit Windy City, now up by 10. And Bond misses not one, but both. Oh, and he comes down with his own rebound after missing both free throws. Fells for three from the left wing. Shot up, no go. And it's going to be power dunk by Jalen Bond. Came out of nowhere. 115 to 107, 240 left in regulation. Windy City with the lead and the ball.
And you got to box out right there. That's a loss of focus on the defensive end by Windy City.
Cameron Payne blows by to Duke, and he's going to be fouled by Miller. Joey Miller not agreeing with that, but right in front of us, that looked like a head-on collision, and Miller is going to send Duye Duke into the line for three shots.
And that's huge, because this is a guy who is a great three-point shooter, great free-throw shooter as well, and have that guy in there, awesome.
And he makes the first of three. Extends the lead, 116 to 107.
Also want to mention that Doran Lamb, that with him being out, he was 6-for-8 from three-point land. That's going to definitely hurt the Knicks.
It is. I think it hurts both teams, you know, but it's going to hurt the Knicks more. I think you are correct there, Colin. Dukin makes all three. Makes them count. 118 to 107, 228 left in regulation. Windy City with the lead, the Knicks with the ball. Here comes Miller. Gives it up to Fells. He's deadly from three-point land. He shoots it up again. This one no good off the back of the rim. Saunders with the rebound. Here comes Windy City. Cameron Payne with the dribble. Picked up by Capers at midcourt. Payne going to drive right-handed. Left-handed shot up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by the big man, Maurice Endor. And here comes the Knicks. Capers, shot up, count the basket and the foul. Never say never, 118 to 109.
And the Knicks getting really aggressive with that one. And he, despite his size, going in there finishing, and now he's going to have the free throw, and he had that finish as well. That was impressive by the little guy over the Knicks.
And supporting what Colin said there, this is the type of aggression that they needed earlier on in the game. But again, still 2 minutes left.
Shot up and making a three-point play, Kevin Capers. Eight-point lead for Windy City, 150 left in regulation. Cameron Payne over the timeline, right-handed dribble. Picked up by Capers, right in front of us here at the scorer's table. Cameron Payne going to drive right hand, shot up left. Oh, my gosh, count the basket and the foul as Cameron Payne was falling out of bounds. He went from right hand to the left hand off the backboard. Count it and the foul.
And in his celebration of that and one, he said at least 36 different words I cannot say on Sportstown Chicago. But very exuberant point guard. I just like the energy Cameron Payne gives off.
Like a little Joakim Noah a little bit.
Exactly.
Oh, we've got an orange ball on the court. Unfortunately for them, whoever had that, they're not going to be winning any prizes post-game tonight. Matter of fact, they're going to go to the Sindin for two minutes.
And we have Coach Lenzer telling Windy City to stay locked in their man and remember to guard.
Cameron Payne makes it count. Three-point play, 121 to 110, 11-point lead now, 135 left in regulation. Capers for the Knicks, drives left side into paint, shot up, and Dukin had it. They were trying to do a cross-court pass to Jalen Bond. 15 seconds on the shot clock, 129 left in regulation.
And the Bulls trying to come back to that great defense they've had early on with that nice play, but unfortunately could not get the interception there.
Fells finds the inbounds pass and cannot make the easy shot. Out of bounds, and it's going to go to Windy City. The inbounds pass from Capers. Fells, all he had to do was tip it in, and he could not make the basket.
Perhaps.
Now, Go ahead, Colin.
I don't know. Perhaps they're still shaken up by that amazing play that Cameron Payne had in that last possession.
Speaking of Cameron Payne, shot up, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Cameron Payne using his left hand to clear out.
And, yeah, that was a clear push off there again. That energy can come back to haunt you when you're a little too overzealous there. But 11-point lead. Really just need to hang on here by Windy City. The big key for them is just going to be cleaning up their defensive possessions with a good rebound instead of letting all these second-chance points go by.
I agree. Miller now swings it into Fells, who's got the hot hand. He tries a three from way outside. Shot up, no good. Lowry with the rebound. 105 left in regulation. That might do it. Cameron Payne brings it over the timeline, picked up by Capers. Far side of the court, he's going to drive right-hand dribble. Shot up, left hand off the front of the rim, no good. Here comes the Knicks. Fells now with it. Under 1 minute left to play. Fells loses the dribble. Kicks it out to Endor. He's crashing to the boards. The freight train known as Maurice Endor, and he puts it in for two. 45.9 seconds left in regulation. 121 to 112. And Cameron Payne's going to be fouled by Kevin Capers.
You know, that last possession with the Bulls when they had the ball, I think they shot it way too early. You had to slow it down a little bit instead of taking those quick shots. And then obviously Westchester took advantage of it on the other side.
Dukin playing with four fouls. And he has really kept his composure after coming out for that long period of time. Good to see him as he made three big free throws as he was fouled on that three-point attempt. Now Cameron Payne to the line. 41.8 seconds left in regulation. 121 to 112. Cameron Payne's first shot up is no good. You know, as you guys mentioned, a little bit of growing pains. You know, he's still learning. You know, he's a young player that has a bright future. And Windy City, I think, is going to do nothing but good things for him. And he makes the second one. And we're going to have a timeout by the Knicks. We'll keep it right here. And, guys, we'll be back in action on Thursday night. As you mentioned it, we got the Iowa Energy coming in here to the Sears Center. Then the Windy City Bulls hit the road to Delaware. Beautiful time of year. Then they come on the 25th, the 28th. We'll be back here for the Erie BayHawks. They hit the road on the 30th to take on the league's best team, the Raptors, 905. And then the home finale on April Fool's Day, this is no joke, the Maine Red Claws come back for the final game of the regular season for Windy City.
Have you ever been to Delaware or Maine? It seems like those states are very beautiful down there.
Oh, they are. You know, when I was in the service, this is the best time and the fall, you know, is the foliage. And I used the big word foliage here there, Mr. Fahey. Yes, shake your head. That was a big step for me. And just a beautiful time of year up there. You like lobster. You like crab. This is a great time. You know, the water's cold and life is good. But Myrtle Beach, a friend of mine said that there's a great white shark off the coast, so no swimming in the waters off Myrtle Beach. Would you go swimming? Did you go swimming in Florida? You did not. He's a golf fanatic. Endor with a big dunk. Off the inbounds from Capers. Wow! That's two big dunks. Friend, oh, look at that. Kevin Capers still laying down, and now he's up, and he's not doing much walking. And now he's coming over, going to talk to his head coach. And he just sat there while his team was down here trying to combat the Windy City Bulls. Cameron Payne to the line, 34.9 seconds. Left in regulation, 122 to 114. See if Cameron Payne, after making one of two last time, he makes the first one here.
You know, I'm going to be honest, that alley-oop on the last time by Endor was great, but it still wasn't as cool as the two Octius alley-oops.
I agree. Between those two jumps by Octius, he probably jumped, what, 20, 22 feet? I mean, he was way above the rim. Cameron Payne makes both, and we have another timeout by the Knicks. And we will keep it right here. 34.9 seconds left. 124 to 114, back up to a 10-point lead for Windy City. And Colin, it's been big lead for Windy City most of the night. And we talked about them closing the first half strong, which they did. And closing this game out is something that we have not seen in a while. It's really good to see them doing that.
Yeah, I mean, sports and basketball is all about closing the games, man. It's all about how you finish. not necessarily how you start, but how you finish the games. Because anything could happen. I mean, when they had that big lead, it was still early in the game, and they had, the Knicks had plenty of time, and they almost came back here, but now I think the Bulls are going to hang on to this lead. But yeah, to be able to finish strong and to score and to play the way they played today, tonight, it was fantastic.
At the conclusion of our game, we'll be sending it up to the post-game show with Michael Walton and Brett Gogol. We'll also have a recap of the game here along the scores table. Knicks inbounding to Fells. They're looking to do yet another dunk there. Andor, Miller for three. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Windy City. Lowry comes down with it, gives it up to Cameron Payne. And the coach just says no foul. And the Windy City Bulls are going to win. And they're going to jump their record to 20-25. The Knicks are going to drop to 18-27. 124-114 is your score. And they're going to take the shot clock violation right here. 4.7 seconds on the shot clock. Coach Nate Lenzer not wanting to rub any more salt into the wounds tonight. They want to get this game over with and enjoy this victory. Andor right in front of us. God, he's a big guy.
He sure is.
God, he's a big guy. They get the ball in to Capers. He's going to dunk. 2.5 seconds left. Too little, too late. At least he'll make the highlight show. And Windy City Bulls are going to win 124-116 is your final score. When we come back, we'll have our halftime show. It's Big Mac time here at the Sears Center. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball action. They win tonight. We'll be back. SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.